You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
We got a big election coming up in Virginia. We're going to pick the next lieutenant governor and governor in terms of these are the primary votes.
Yeah.
So you're going to whittle down the field a little bit. And joining us to break down what that means and what the current state of the race is Jeffrey Skelly. He's with the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Here to talk to us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Jeffrey, good morning.
Hey, hi there. How you guys doing?
Doing excellent. Good. So, Virginia, you know, these primaries sometimes can be sleepy affairs. Not so in Virginia, where there's all sorts of fun drama to get to. Let's start with the Democratic side, because it seems like that's the more competitive side in the governor's race. You've got Tom Perriello and Ralph Northam, who are actually very close in the polls, no?
Yes. The most recent public polling, at least, was a Washington Post poll that showed Perriello ahead 40-38. But basically, with the margin of error, I think the best way to look at this race is that it's neck and neck, and that there's a decent enough percentage of undecided voters who could probably swing the race one way or the other. There's just a lot of uncertainty there.
For sure. But with, you know, the Washington Post reports that they think that Northam supporters are more apt to fit the profile of likely voters. Northam, the guy with the more establishment support in the state, Terry McAuliffe supporting him, and also many statewide Democrats, whereas Perriello is more the Bernie Sanders candidate, in fact, supported by Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Do you think that that's true, that Northam supporters are probably going to be the likely voters?
Well, I do think that the if you're thinking about who tends to show up to primary, well, any election, but primaries in particular, older voters do tend to show up more, and the way that the demographics were breaking down those polls, you had younger voters tending to support Perriello more and older voters tending to support Northam more. So in terms of a traditional likely voter, yes, I think that that's an accurate statement. You know, thinking about this race, there's definitely a national versus state dynamic, as you mentioned. State Democrats have just completely come aboard with Northam and were on board with him when Perriello surprised everybody by getting into the race. And then national Democrats, not just Sanders and Warren, but lots of people who are associated with Barack Obama's White House have endorsed Perriello. So I think the national versus state dynamic is probably the best way of looking.
The last one on this, do you read anything into the fact that Hillary beat Bernie Sanders so decisively in the state of Virginia, or is a primary in an off year just so different when it comes to turnout?
Well, I mean, a presidential primary, especially at that point in the race when it was very obviously competitive back in 2016, the turnout for that will be far higher than what we'll see on June 13th. So I do think we could have higher turnout in this primary than there was the last time Democrats had a competitive gubernatorial primary in 2009. So, you know, maybe somewhere between like 300 and 400,000 voters. So, you know, at the end of the day, I think that there's enough support that from some Sanders voters for Perriello and even some Clinton voters for Clinton voters for Perriello and Sanders voters for Northam, but I think it's kind of hard to break it down that way.
Does the popularity of Governor McAuliffe play into who we see coming out in the top on the Democrat side?
Well, I think that McAuliffe's relative popularity is probably good for the Democratic ticket in general moving toward November, but I don't think it's quite played a role in the primary process, or at least not as much as you might think. I think national politics, I mean, the race is very nationalized. The biggest issue is President Donald Trump at the end of the day for Democratic-based voters who are upset with the status quo. So, to some degree, I think that has cast a much larger shadow than where Governor McAuliffe and even where people like Tim Kaine or Mark Warner are, who are generally behind Northam.
You know, is this important who ends up being the Democratic nominee? Because both of them right now, both Northam and Perriello, are polling ahead of Ed Gillespie, who is right now, it seems to be the clear front runner to win the state primary on the 13th. Could you talk a little bit about the Gillespie campaign, what he's done right, and sort of why his numbers have been so far ahead of his rivals?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I think Gillespie won a lot of support from grassroots Republicans back during his 2014 Senate bid. And he also, I think, won a lot of respect from people who are very invested in politics, Republican Party politics in the state of Virginia in that 2014 campaign, because he nearly beat Mark Warner, who was sort of seen as untouchable in Virginia politics. And so Gillespie sort of has this electoral track record working for him, but he's also done a good job of cultivating support, obviously as someone with a history of having been chair of the Republican National Committee, having been in the George W. Bush White House. You know, he might have been in danger of being sort of seen as an establishment figure. In fact, his opponent, Corey Stewart, has continued to call him Establishment Ed throughout the campaign. But Gillespie's basically done a good job of making sure that people who are going to show up to the primary may not generally think that about him.
Do you think that we're going to see voters punish whoever the Republican candidate is, most likely Gillespie? Are they going to punish him for the sins of Donald Trump?
Well, you know, it is still a state race, so there is a little bit of a separation there. But there's no question that, and this is true in every state, not just Virginia, that our politics has become extremely nationalized. And so President Trump is going to be a major part of this campaign one way or the other. And if his approval rating, which in the last few polls in Virginia has been at 36%, if it is in that territory or even lower come Election Day, that is going to be tough for Gillespie. It will be a drag on him. So he'll have to overcome that if that's the case.
There's one last thing. This lieutenant governor's race in for the Republican side has gotten really dramatic. Apparently, everybody's very close in it, but two of the candidates, Senator Bryce Reeves and Senator Jill Holtzman-Vogel, apparently the latter person is now stands accused of sending an email under a fake name to spread false rumors that Bryce Reeves was having an affair. And now this is going to court to subpoena records that she may have been trying to sabotage her opponent.
Yeah, there's even a court date regarding trying to quash that motion that's going to happen, I think, 4 days before the primary. So it's been, it's really something out of a soap opera. You know, he said, she said, like the IP address of that email connects to Vogel, but she denies that she had anything to do with it. And it's a big drama. And actually reading, thoughts of Republican activists on this issue, they're all just sort of sick of the race at this point because it's just been so dramatic and ugly, frankly.
It's hard to blame them for getting sick of something like
that. Yeah, absolutely.
The Jeffrey Skelly from the University of Virginia Center for Politics, thanks for joining us this morning on
Thank
Mornings
you.
On the Mall.
Hey, thanks for having me.